Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends at Naked Vine. Find them over there in Chesterfield, Missouri, located at 1624 Clarkson Road. You can swing by Tuesday through Saturday. They do live music most Thursday through Saturday. And this week you can catch Eric Barnes there on Thursday, June 28th. You can catch the Dust Covers there on Friday, June 29th. And the Scandaleros there on June 30th, Saturday night. So come on by the Naked Vine, check it out. They're always a good party over there. Serving up all your favorite whiskey, wine, and local craft beers. So check it all out at nakedvine.net. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And come on out and have a good time. Enjoy the show. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everyone. Thanks for checking out this episode of Rock Paper Podcast. I have a couple of exciting things I want to share with you, including July 8th over at the Old Rock House, this year's fourth annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show featuring Old Souls Revival, the Scandaleros, Matthias and the Pirates, the Many Colored Death, and Sophisticated Babies. And that's a 2 p.m. start for music, doors at 1. It's a $10 cover. Tickets can be purchased today at metrotix.com, the oldrockhouse.com, and or you can purchase them from me at the door also. So come on out to that show. It's going to be a great night. I'm super excited about this lineup, and this party's for you guys, the listeners, the past guests, the fans, friends, everybody. So let's have a great night. Official after party with the Falling Fences over at McGurk's. So keep the party going all night long. Also coming up on July 10th is the next edition of my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase I've been put together. This is a monthly series. This one features Gavin M., Sean Corray, and Elliot Pearson, and that's a $5 cover for that show over at Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri. And that'll be a 7 to 9 show. So come on out. This is, if you haven't been out yet, this is a super intimate listening room experience type of show. All three writers on stage at the same time singing songs and telling stories behind them, and it's really a great time. So come on out to that one. And I also want to give a big shout out to my friends that have been helping me out recently. My friends at Dynamic Screen Printing for their help putting together shirts. So I have some brand new shirts, blue and black ones. And if you're interested, let me know and I can deliver one for you if you live in the St. Louis area. And a big shout out to Bo over at New Scar Design for his help with the singer-songwriter storytelling showcase poster, which looks great. So thanks, Bo, and thanks Dynamic Screen Printing. So be sure to support all these wonderful local artists and these people making it happen, all these great businesses. So thanks everybody for listening. I hope to see you out of these shows, and wherever you go, take Rock Paper Podcast with you. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks everybody.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Brent.
Hey, this is Rob.
Hey, this is Danny.
This is Tyler, and
we're Azure Shatters!
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Boosh!
Podcast, y'all.
also want to have abandoned me, reminding me like it was yesterday. I see the devil more than I think I'm dead.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out with the guys of As Earth Shatters.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello, hello. Right.
What's up?
Thanks for having me over here. We're hanging out at rehearsal space here in the beautiful Lent Brewery.
Yeah, our secret lair.
Oh yeah, secret, yes. I mean.
Top secret.
This is cool, though. I'm glad... this all worked out. We're here hanging out. We got a lot of stuff happening for the band. We got some new music on the way. We got some big summer shows. We got a lot of things cooking. Yes. So, but I don't know. You guys are, like, I've known the group for a little while now. I guess I probably originally saw you guys, I think, through the Road to Point Fest stuff or something. That's where I tend to get introduced to a lot of bands down there. It's a great opportunity to gain a lot of exposure to what's going on in St. Louis music and stuff. I guess where does As Earth Shatters get started, though? Like, where, before all that?
Rob, do you want to answer this one?
I'm going to give this one to Brent.
Yeah, toss it over to me. Okay.
Yeah, toss it.
Basically, As Earth Shatters came from the remains of Scrim Shaker.
Yeah.
Donald Berube and his brother John started that band years ago. Members started doing different things. Bass player is running sound for Chon. Animals is leaders. Meshuggah's done it for Deftones. So he's done his job over the years. And so basically, whenever they were done with that, kind of ran his course. They started As Earth Shatters. Found Danny Kang over there.
I don't like it. Kind of backwards.
Anyway, Danny Kang. So they got this guy.
Yo.
And picked up Strummer Matt, who Danny was playing with for a long time. Just really need solid musicians to play with. So they started playing together. Played a few shows. That's probably where you saw them, because I didn't do any Road to Point Fest with them. So they pretty much started doing that at the beginning. Got their name out there, played some shows, Heartbreakers, Pops, Mad Magician. All them their places in St. Louis.
Right.
So, about 2013, I get a call from Danny Kang over there, wanting to see if I wanted to join up with him. I was jamming with another group of dudes, and but I jumped at the chance. I've known him for a long time. I jammed in another band, Raja Asana. We shared the same room here. So it just, you know, seemed like a perfect fit. And since 2013, released an album in 2014 called Creation. Did a few tours, played with some great bands, Unearth, Tesseract, among many others. But, yeah.
Was Richard Christie playing with Unearth at the time?
No.
No, it was not.
It was the old drummer from, obviously the name escapes me now, but just one of the best drummers I've ever seen live. Plays traditional sticking style. Unbelievable drummer. Great, great, great drummer. Super, and Unearth, everybody on Unearth were great dudes. Very nice, approachable. So.
It's a good time.
Yep. Yeah, 12 Foot Ninja, another great band. Fortunate to share the stage with them. But we have some new music coming out pretty soon, so we're pretty excited about that. Yeah, you know, in that style,
right?
So, something we're extremely happy about. So.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm excited for you guys. I know I did was checking out some of the tunes that you guys have out there. We got, I guess, two of them are on Spotify and things, and Alone and Indifference.
Yeah.
And they also have music videos for those two, which are a lot of other great videos as well. Let's talk about these songs. These, I guess, these have been out for a minute now, but Alone is definitely the heavier of the two. I feel like, but it jams.
Yeah.
You guys want to share any stories around Alone?
It's basically Tyler hates snails. He sees snails and he just like kind of freaks out. So he tries to put himself in the mind of a snail. So he becomes alone.
Anything slow.
Anything slow, you know what I'm saying?
Like Danny.
Again, that's available on iTunes and Spotify and all that fun stuff.
Right? That song pretty much came together within like a one or two practices.
Yeah.
We all had different ideas what we wanted to do with the song, and it just melded together. Kind of same with Indifference. Rob came in with a riff, played it on a 7-string first, and we were happy with it to a certain extent, and then he had his 8-string guitar on, and you just started playing it, and all of our eyes at the same time, you know, got his...
That's going to be life.
We're giant.
And I started writing vocals to it, and I think Danny was the one that was like...
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That does sound like Danny.
Yeah, he was there for it.
I feel like that's going to be like a drinking game now. Like if I feel like you got to like take a shot every time.
By the end of this interview, people are going to be fucked up.
Yeah. I already am, so...
time that Sammy Hager goes off, you know, you got to be shot there. Drinking whiskey.
Woo! Shit, brother.
Well, like I said, you guys are here. We got some new tunes on the way. Where do we record those new songs?
Encapsulated.
Yeah.
With Gabe Usury.
Gabe's the man.
I guess good dude. Gabe is the man.
Some
he writes all our intros.
Yeah. He pretty much writes everything for us, and he's like, again. Again, you suck.
He yells at us constantly. I would compare him to Hitler, for sure.
Without the mustache, you know, it's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still have the lashes on the back for me. Yeah. No, he's a really great dude. He knows exactly what his equipment does.
I know what his equipment does.
whenever you ask. Take another shot. whenever you have, you know, something you need from the mix, he knows exactly what you're talking about and does it right away. He's super cool.
Yeah. He's been on the show as an artist, performer, but not as an engineer yet. But I love his what he's been doing, and actually I just had a nice conversation with him about him with the. Common Jones, who just put out their record, it's going to be coming out, but they recorded everything with Gabe over there also.
Yeah, he's welcome. I sent them there his way.
which is great. It's cool to hear that because they are way different what you guys are doing. So it's cool to hear that Gabe has some reggae rock stuff and does some metal stuff and does, you know.
Did you say gay rock stuff?
Yeah, that's what I said.
He just heard the last three letters.
I didn't hear the Ray part. My bad.
Yeah. But they, I love what they're doing over at Encapsulated too, and it's a great spot to hang out for sure too. So
absolutely,
yes. Yeah. Very, very welcome. You know, he's very easy to work with.
Is this shaping up to be an EP or a record or what are we looking at, guys?
What's up, Tyler?
Yeah. Up to me.
Well, you know, it's however the wind blows up a skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Tyler's got really bad ADD and like just can't stop working on things. So it's like bottoms up.
Another shot.
But no, for real, like he always comes in with like some new video or a new design or something, and it's like we've scrapped more ideas we love than it's actually showed up. You know, just because there's just too many.
Yeah.
We're kind of thinking
that was almost a compliment.
Releasing it as a single, but have two songs on it.
Yeah, stack up
and then, like a couple months later, releasing O's along with like a music video tandem combo deal.
Like the old singles, you know, with the A side, absolutely. B side.
Yes.
There you go.
Exactly. So, it's coming up soon.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And like I said, I love that. That you guys do the music videos to go with these songs, and it's fun to see the visuals of what, you know, to represent also. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Because that is Tyler. He directed those videos. He shot, you know, helped shoot a lot of them. He has that drone, which is unbelievable. I guess we should thank, you know, his girlfriend.
Yeah,
shot.
Girlfriend? What?
Oh, I'm sorry, his manager. Yeah. So,
it's gonna say you're ruining his image.
Yeah. I apologize. But no, that's his vision, you know. For Indifference, he had the location ready to go, and it was a long day, but it was a lot of fun. Whenever we shot that last scene on the roof, like, it was just a great, you know, sunset and shit like that.
Manfest.
Got pretty lucky.
Everyone got, you know, took their shirts off, you know, it was good bonding.
Take your shirt off.
You know?
Do it right now.
Watch this. Take your shirt off, friend.
Okay.
See what we're working with?
Woo! I mean, the rest of us have our shirts off, so I don't know why you have your shirts on, but so.
Yeah. I was feeling, you know, a little intimidated. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Dude, we're on Cox, paper, scissors. Come on, bro.
Dude, that sounds painful.
That does. That does.
Suddenly they all connected for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got, you guys did want to give a little sneak peek of what you've been up to, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Tune called Anxiety. That's due out, what we say, August?
August 1st.
But you can get an exclusive right here on Rock, Paper, Cock, Paper, Rock, Scissors.
Cock, Paper, Scissors, Podcast.
Paper.
Coming at you.
Anything you guys want to add around Anxiety?
I guess we're going to release a lyric video for it at some point.
Yeah.
Probably right around the August 1st when it is released. I don't know if it's the same day or not.
It's not going to be a sing-along, though. We don't have, like, bouncy balls or anything like that, so.
It's true.
We don't have a favorite new karaoke song.
Yeah.
Bouncy balls.
I know, I shouldn't have said balls around Tyler. I was getting all horned up.
Nothing left. What I wouldn't change to fuck.
You know what time it is. Shot time.
Speaking of karaoke, do you guys have go-to karaoke songs?
Piano bars in Dallas, Texas at 4 o'clock.
Oh my God, you should see Brent.
Man. It's Your Love by The Outfield. that's an all-time favorite song.
And Brent, do it really quick. His voice is so high. It's so good. Just do like just no, the no, one no, real quick. And one, two.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm going to say there's no fucking way. Now, if I was drinking, that'd be a little different. I want him to actually have people that listen after this.
Oh, they quit listening a long time ago.
Okay.
We're past the first 30 seconds of the interview.
That's true.
There's speaking of Your Love by The Outfield, there's one of my favorite SNL bits of all time. They did that song. They broke it down as like pieces of dialogue. It was like, or no, it wasn't Your Love. Sorry, it was Josie. And Josie's on a vacation far away.
Is Your Love. That's one.
Yeah. Is it Your Love?
Yeah. You guys see Brent.
Damn. There we go.
That's Brent.
Wow, Brent can nail it, dude.
You're Brent.
Oh, man, come on. You turn.
Right after me.
Come on. Let's go. Hey,
Brent, sing along, buddy.
No.
Sing along, Brent.
Right?
It's
right here.
Come on. 3, 4. Man, y'all.
Aw, come on,
man. Oh, man. Dude, I was getting ready to jump in on the verse. I don't want to lose
your love tonight. Hey!
It's bad, I know.
There's like the kid knocks on the door and he's like, yeah, is Josie home? And then like, saying Josie's been on a vacation far away, and like it goes back and forth, and then Kenan Thompson's like on a guitar, comes out the window and starts playing and stuff. And like anyway, it's pretty awesome. It's one of my favorite bits.
Yeah, we turned Brent loose in Dallas, Texas, and suddenly that song was happening everywhere.
Yeah. So there's bar fights everywhere. It was great.
that would be interesting. Bar fighting to The Outfield.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. I would pull somebody's hair for that.
What's that in the movie Dirty Work when he's like, hope you're playing something good. Yeah. Street Fighting Man, Rolling Stones, G7. You just press G8. And then like, if you like pina coladas.
Vince sings that song. That's if you like penis inside you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the great parody.
That's a five.
That
was pretty okay. Decent.
Brent.
Come on, man.
I was thinking though on the way down, like a lot of bands have been quite successful taking something like that, Your Love, and making like a heavy version of it, and you know doing pop songs like that and making it heavy. Have you guys ever? Mess around with any of those?
Well, only a little bit.
Yeah.
We're gonna tell you, but Tyler's, you know, since he just gave it away.
I never want to dance again out. After this. You know?
I'd love to see Tyler playing some sax on.
we're talking about doing a cover.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be...
And it is an 80s song, but it's not not like a cheesy one that you have to...
It's something you'll know, but it's, you know, nothing that's, like, ironically, you know. Sure. It's not going to be an ironic song.
It's not like us doing Katy Perry or something like that.
Yeah, it's not
going
to be Taylor Swift or that bullshit, so...
Yeah, it's not funny.
I feel like those, like, they're fun, and they do... Like, as goofy as they are, they grab people's attention, and they're like, and hopefully they'll go and listen to some of the other stuff you guys, you know, those bands that have done that, you know, like doing Taylor Swift or whatever and stuff, and like, so I just hope that, because those, like, I mean, a lot of them went, like, viral, crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to talk to these guys into doing it.
Yeah. But I think it's a good, like, attention grabber, like, hey, well, if they can do that song good, then what's the rest of their stuff sound like, so... But people are a sucker for a cover song, though. I don't know.
That's true.
they like
Bad know what Wolves. It is. They pretty much put themselves on the map for the zombie covers.
So yeah, now. Right. Which is crazy because like this, according to the story, is that Dolores was supposed to like come sing on it, and like that day, and when she passed away or something, like which is
yeah
bizarre.
It's bad.
But, yeah,
that's true.
But yeah, I mean that's
ironically killer. She might be a zombie now.
Yeah, that's a killer cover though. That they do.
Yeah, and it's cool to see, you know, people from the metal scene, you know, really kind of crossing over because I'm running. Okay. But, you know, Doc Coyle from God Forbid and then John Becklin from Devil Driver, those dudes, you know, really kind of hitting the mainstream now after, you know, so many years in the metal, in the underground metal scene. It's, you know, it's cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You guys, I mentioned you guys got some shows coming up. We do have one big one. You guys are heading out to Wren Lake as part of this year's Rock Fest happening Labor Day weekend, August 31st. Through September 2nd.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And that's like just a stacked bill with all of our buddies. So
like everybody's there.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Who's playing? Everyone.
Yeah. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yep. Ashland, fucking
Discrepancies,
One Day, Inner Outlines, good bands, man. Yeah. You know, it's a good time.
So you can come.
It's going to be a fun weekend, I'll tell
you.
Come camp and drink on the river and cabins listen to some rock.
Somebody's
and
getting fucked.
Yes. There will be sexual intercourse at this place.
Sure. That's on stage during our
family friendly event, guys. Right,
yeah. Lots of fornication.
That's hot.
Come down and make your family.
That's hot. Bring your family. It's hot.
Sounds like an aristocrat street.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
You can get involved with Azure Shatters on your Facebook and you guys do Instagram?
Yeah, we do Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
Always start.
We have a Bandcamp as well. artistecard.com/Azure Shatters where you see our bio and get some songs and videos and all that.
And we actually started another one. We started a social media. It's pronounced MySpace. MySpace.
MySpace?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, look at MySpace.
You guys are huge on MySpace?
Yeah, man.
Or MyFace. MyFace.
On MyFace. Everybody's coming on MyFace.
Got a top 8.
I'm going to isolate that audio.
Oh, shit.
Send me that.
There you go.
We're going to make ringtones out of that.
Oh, that's going to be that text tone.
That's perfect.
It's just going to wake me up every day.
Top of the morning at 6 a.m. and everybody's coming on my face.
That would have been a good.
Why do we even let him in here?
You guys, you were talking about, you guys did some touring, right?
Yeah, we've done a little bit of touring. Yeah.
What? You guys want to do some more of that? I mean, we're going to get with these new songs?
I'm trying to, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't turn it down for sure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of planning and prep.
It's trying to market in the right places.
It's hard to get out there, but that's kind of the main goal.
Right.
Right now.
I think I've thrown around the idea, like, just through friends and stuff, but, like, I just think as cool as I think it would be, it would also be difficult just in other cities, but I think it'd be fun to get, like, a handful of bands and just from St. Louis and just, like, the St. Louis tour kind of thing and, like, hitting different markets and letting everybody know what we got happening here in town because there's, like, tons of great music coming out of the city right now. And
that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
A variety show thing, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be possible.
Yeah.
Cool. I just imagine if I was here and, say, like, Kansas City or Nashville or whatever came to town, like, would I give a shit? But like, that's the whole thing. Like, I think about, like, I think there'd be some people, but it's at the same time, it's like, that's a lot of why a lot of touring bands rely on local support to bring some people in to introduce the some different, you know, have crossover like that and stuff. So
yeah.
So I don't know. It'd be tricky, but I think it would be really cool, just to shine a little light on everybody that's working hard right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of good bands in this town.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It, you know, it just comes down to money.
Yeah.
And it's gets more and more expensive to do it every year. Yeah. So
we're all broke. So basically, you do a tour, it's like.
You gotta call them every
kid. Yeah. You gotta leave work, not get paid for a couple weeks.
Right.
So let's have families,
live off
jobs,
live off Taco Bell and.
Oh, yeah. Apart from that.
You can get Taco Bell out there?
Yeah. Tyler gives hand jobs at stoplights.
Oh, you thought it was gone. You thought it was gone, but it's
take
back.
Take another shot.
Yeah.
And that's when he says, everybody's coming on my face.
Yeah.
That's his tagline.
Yeah, you can edit that in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Bad.
I'm telling you guys, that's marketing right there. That's some new line of t-shirts. You guys do actually have real new t-shirts.
Yes,
we got ones with a gizmo on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we just recently did those, and we did some baseball tees.
Perfect. We have, perfect, you know, basketball shorts and the regular old logo shirt. So, you know.
We'll sponsor your softball team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're into athletes.
We'll give you a baseball shirt and
some basketball shorts. Anything with balls.
Right.
I left that one open. That was my bad.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Left the door wide open, right? I'm pretty sure Van Halen is gonna sue us, buddy.
Oh yeah.
I think I think if it's under like 2 or 3 seconds, though, like I think you're allowed to.
Oh, that's definitely under 3 seconds.
Sample stuff, so it's like I think we're in the clear on this. So, but you know, hey.
Hey man.
Come at me.
Yeah. Right. That's great publicity. Sammy Hagar goes to war with you, you know.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
I keep hoping one of these days I say something, you know, grab somebody's attention enough to like, start, yeah, hey, listen what this guy says on this podcast or something. And, you know, that's how you make it big.
There you go.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man. How do you think Howard Stern
I practically handed you come on my face.
Right. And if, we're going to the top of the charts
keep
now.
Keep Tyler around. You're going to be really famous for all the wrong reasons, but hey, we'll get you there.
Yep. He'll get you in all the best gay clubs in town, you know what I'm saying? Nice. In every town, more or less.
I'm just doing this every time you say something gay now.
You need like a soundboard or something.
Fuck yeah. I'll be Fred. Rob can be Robin.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. That makes sense though.
Yeah.
You, Rob friend. Definitely is the blackest out of all of
them. Nah, dude, we're gonna comment.
I'm not even saying okay, I'm not that. Jesus, don't be ashamed.
Oh no, I'm fine. That's nope.
Danny, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, you've been quiet.
Awesome.
Give me a candy.
So we were in Westchester, Virginia. We were on actually doing a little week run with Flaw at the time. And this was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And Danny was driving the whole day. So he was exhausted, and we were just, you know, having a little bit of fun on FaceTime. And, yeah, there it is.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I shouldn't say.
Are you guys working on a release party for these new songs, or is that, are you thinking just kind of throw the singles out there and see what happens? And
yeah, well, I mean, we don't make too big of a deal out of it. I mean, there's a few songs, so yeah, probably just release them and hopefully start playing them at shows.
Yeah, promote the hell out of it. We're just gonna focus on this Rockfest show for now and then try and get back in the studio sometime this year. We have more songs, you know, hidden away. Newer style, since we recently became a four piece a couple months ago, so we're kind of we're still, you know, figuring that out and you know, moving forward. But everything sounds great. Sounds better than ever. So
yeah. Is that so? How do you think that's made a big difference in what you guys are going into the sound now?
Yeah, I think the way we are now, our the current lineup is the best Azure Shatter's ever been. Sure. So the songs that we're pumping out now and just the ideas that are flowing, it feels really good. Me and Rob come up here quite a bit. Danny helps. Tyler, you know, and he comes in and just kind of goes, no, you guys fucking suck. And then we come back and do something else. And then he's like, that doesn't suck as bad. So we just kind of keep those like that. And then, you know, you know, it's just kind of like that. All right. Pretty much.
Yeah. I was waiting for a drop.
I was waiting for a Van Halen.
I'm not going to be gay. Nobody can hear this.
God, he's so white. God,
work outside, dude.
Yeah. It looks like you're still wearing sleeves.
Well, again, you can come out and see these guys at Rockfest again, August 31st through September 2nd.
Oh, no.
You can pick up some new music. In August, you can head over and pick up Alone and Indifference right now. I'm getting the hell out of there before anything else happens.
Yeah, he's pretty much about to pull his dick out, so you might want to run.
Yeah, that's my cue.
He plays a game called Russian Helicopter, where it's like... You turn off the lights and everybody bends over and he like swings his dick and
I just walk around
formation and then he tries to hit you with it, so it's kind of alarming.
Oh, we're off the rails so far right now.
Tyler's having it's probably best if you know, just stand upright and, you know, have your hands in an outward position.
All right.
So, you know, he doesn't, you know, feel compelled to like put it in your hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
But it's your hand.
Good advice.
But it's your hand.
Oh, God.
And, again, keep up with Azure Shatters all over your social media. Check out the MySpace page. Put them in their top 8.
My face. Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for...
Thank you.
Taking some time to hang out.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Literally hanging out over here. So...
The Haunted Lent Brewery.
Yeah. Alright. See you guys.
All right. Bye, love you. Bye.
Sounds like Jacob Marley.
Rock paper, rock, paper rock paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.